That's a little unusual today. All right, what's not unusual is we're going to start the press conference like I have the last 2 weeks and going over some real positives that I'm seeing on tape and a couple individuals this time. So we're going to talk about Ryan Spicoli, if you will. Okay, he's up at the top. Comes here in motion. You're going to see this young man now. He's been doing a great job. Obviously, this one's just a touchdown we're going to show you. But he's had production now the last several weeks, but also on the practice field and things, the green-white scrimmage. You've seen this kid. All he does is show up and make plays, also doing a good job on special teams. So I've been really happy with the way this young man's come in here. The other thing, too, that jumped out at all of us was the kind of shape that he showed up in. Obviously, he was in great shape. And the conditioning drills and everything else. Now, here's a big play at the end of the game when they got us backed up. And really, this is a nice job here by Sims, obviously. Another young player avoiding a rush. And then the conversion here by Ryan at the bottom. Sticks him, loses the safety. And quite honestly, by now, I was hoping like heck he'd be able to run it in the end zone, but it wasn't the case. But anyway, the young man's doing a tremendous job. You can see how Sims avoids a rush here. He'll get beat to the inside here. Good escapability, able to keep his eyes down the field. Another young man that's really popped off. Both those two guys have played extremely well for us. All right, now, next guy is going to be Damon Harrison. So Snacks, better known as Snacks. All right, all this guy did is make seven solo tackles in the game. All right, playing a nose tackle spot, seven solo tackles. I don't think I've heard of that since Ted Washington. All right, but anyway, big man comes out here, changes direction. Obviously, you're going to start to see 91. We moved him around a little bit, showing his athleticism as well. Two young guys we're extremely proud of and doing a great job. Carl Dunbar's doing an outstanding job with him. Now you see Snacks is on the nose here. Okay, again, it's another check down here. He's able to locate the football, makes a great play. Okay. Excellent job here. So those are just a couple of examples of them. Another thing that I thought was real positive in that game is in something that I'd like to talk about is, you know, we have seven new starters on defense, okay? We all know that. There's seven new starters from last season. And four of them basically never even played in that game. So what I'm trying to say is that I'm seeing depth also being developed, all right? So that's encouraging to me because you're going to need more than just the 11 guys out there. You've got to bring your depth along. And we talked about Darren Walls last week. You see Snacks this week, and Garrett McIntyre, all those type of guys, Antonio Allen, Jaquan Jarrett, that battle there. So that's really exciting to me from a defensive perspective that, that's what you have to have. You have to have 11 good football players out there at all times. And so sometimes your depth on defense is very important. Now with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Thanks for the update on Mark's condition.
Just the fact that, obviously, he's been, ruled out for this week. He won't practice this week. He won't play this week. He's, technically listed as day-to-day. That's where we'll leave it at.
Bryce, will Gino play this week?
Well, I'll say this. Everybody that could practice is practicing right now. Okay, the guys, unless you were injured and out, everybody's practicing. The determination specifically about playing against Philadelphia this week, we haven't made that determination on any of our players yet.
What would go into your decision on quarterback for Thursday? What are some of the factors you're considering?
Well, again, there are several factors that you're focused on, but for me to go into those right now, I just soon wait and see how this week plays out, and then we'll make that that decision, that determination.
Rex, so how long are, because of Mark's injury, how long are you willing to wait to name an opening day starter?
Well, again, we said from day one that it was the there was no timetable on us announcing a starting quarterback. So,
but could you take it conceivably to the Friday before? I mean, day of.
Well, you can. I mean, you can conceivably do anything, I guess. But you know, we'll probably have our decision before that. But as we said, we're not going to rush the decision, and. Until we're completely comfortable with that decision, and we'll stay by that. And hey, I don't know what else to say about it.
Rex, the evaluation period is over, though. Mark can't practice this week. You're not going to see anything more from Mark. Do you, in your mind, know who's going to start if Mark is healthy, and know who's going to start if he's not? Obviously, you know who's going to start if he's not. But do you, in your mind, know who you'd like to be the starting quarterback in week one?
Well, again, you know what? There's still one more preseason game to be played, and I'm not going to put myself or anybody in a box here to say, well, specifically, it's going to be this or this, based on Mark's injury, based on whatever, Geno's ankle, whatever it is, and that's why we'll let it play out, and when we're ready to name the starter, we will.
Rest 2 days later, do you have any regrets for the decision you made?
You know what? Again, guys, as we all know in here, I spent a lot of time discussing my answer then after the game, from my standpoint, I have to move forward. We have to move forward, and that's where we're at. So, what's happened in the past, you can't do anything about right now. You got to focus on the present and the future, and that's where. Where we are right now.
How much input do you get from John on the quarterback rotation in these preseason games?
Well, again, John and I, are really like shoulder to shoulder in decisions that we make. And I will say this too, guys. I mean, what's in front of us now is finishing out, and while we're mentioning John, I mean, finishing out who's going to make this team, making those final decisions. And that, when I talk about the focus, that's really where it is. And, the present is getting, making sure that we have the best roster we possibly can have. And then, obviously, you have a game to play against Philadelphia, and you have Tampa down the road. So that's really where the focus is, with us. But, with John and I, we are side by side on every decision that goes into it, who plays, who's making the team, all those type of things, where we are side by side with each other.
You guys have said this shoulder injury officially for Mark. Is there any way to further clarify what that means?
No, that's what that's what we're given, and that's it. And the fact that we're saying that he's out for Philadelphia and it's a day-to-day, that's what it is right now. When, if there's any updates or whatever, I'm sure we'll pass them along. But that's until any other thing, if there is an update, we'll make sure that everybody's given. It's going to be this.
Does he have to go for further tests or second opinion or anything like that?
Again, I'm not going to get into any more than that. I've said, what I'm going to say about it, and we'll see.
He used to very candidly read off the list of injuries, and we're very open with it. Why the change of philosophy now?
Well, I think I'm being pretty open when I say it's a shoulder injury and he's day-to-day and won't play in the Philadelphia game. I think that's being pretty open about the injury. It's not that I'm saying he's got a wrist injury when it's clearly a shoulder, or it's a leg when it's not a specific thing. We're specific about the injury, and I don't know what else you want from me.
Rex, is there any consideration of looking for veteran quarterback help?
Well, I think right now I like, obviously we'll never say that we're not up for, something if there's a player, not just a quarterback, but any position that we feel can help our football team, then certainly will be, you know, we'll look into it. But with that being said, you know, I like where our quarterbacks are. I think, you know, when you look at, obviously, you know, with Mark having the injury, but when you look at the, you know, Geno, I think Geno's done a lot of really good things. Did he have a rough night last night? Yes, absolutely did. But, again, I feel confident in him. I feel confident in Sims. And, you know, because I tell you what, he's earned earned respect and everything else. And Greg McElroy, you know, here's a guy that, you know, is the thing about Greg is he thinks he's the smartest guy in the building because he is, you know. So, you know, obviously I feel good about those guys.
Where do McElroy and Sims stand against each other right now for that third quarterback?
Well, again, that's it's great competition. And that's it. We said that there's different levels of competition on this football team, but certainly that is a tremendous competition.
Right, Sam just alluded to Mike Goodson will be showing up in the next 24 hours. Can you confirm that? Or just talk about what, you know, you expect to see from Mike?
Okay, I'm not aware of that, so I don't think it'd be appropriate for me to discuss that since I'm not aware of it.
Rex, you just mentioned Geno's performance Saturday night. When you look at his decision-making overall, the good, but also, of course, the interceptions and the safety, how far would he have to go to be an acceptable regular season performance, if you judge it, versus what you saw Saturday night?
Well, I think, you know, you look at the big picture of things and how he's performed during training camp and all that. You know, with Geno, what was the, you know, there was the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, I think the ugly was the safety. All right, the bad, you know, the interceptions. Now, you have to give. I tell you what, Tuck's going to intercept that ball on a lot of quarterbacks. That was just a great play on his part. He's a great player. He made a great play. The one ball that Prince, the young man from Nebraska, Prince, that guy. You know, the ball was behind our receiver. The ball's got to be out in front of him a little more. And then the second one is, you know, he can't elevate the throw like he did. And I think it was good pressure by the Giants in his face, and he elevated the ball, and Brown ended up intercepting it, obviously. So, you know, it certainly wasn't perfect, but there was a lot of good, too. And I think his decision-making during the game, there was a lot of positives there. You know, I think sometimes the numbers might be a little distorted. I think there was maybe four or five drops in the game as well, which obviously might have helped his, you know, helped his case a little bit.
So do you have to, as going forward toward the opener, more, do you have to prepare from a game planning standpoint that Geno's going to be your starter? I mean, do you have to start getting him ready with reps and game planning, you know, because of Mark's uncertainty?
Well, no, I think when you look at it, we have a system here that we run. Regardless of who the quarterback is. So I think that's, you know, that's Marty's system. And quite honestly, he feels comfortable with all four of our guys.
What was your decision to release McKnight and Braylon Edwards?
Well, again, every decision we make is based on, you know, the principles I always talk about, the team, and the team, and that's it. And, you know, both those guys, both Joe and Braylon, did, you know, had tremendous moments for us. And they contributed a lot to our franchise, without question. You know, but, you know, we're trying to move forward. We showed you, you know, Ryan Spadola, you know, some young receivers that we think can help us. And I think that's the direction that we're moving in. Will we close our door on a player returning or what, whatever? No, I don't believe so. But right now, again, this is, you know, this is what we felt was in the best interest of our football team overall, and you know, recognizing the contributions that both those young men had for us and the other guys, you know, that we let go. And again, that's the toughest part of this job, you know. And I know people are going to say it's the media. That's not true. The toughest part is when you have to cut people.
Rex, did you guys practice on Friday? any thought at this point about maybe having Mark try to do things, or has Friday totally been ruled out for him as being part of this?
Well, no, that hasn't been ruled out. I think it's just getting past Philly has been ruled out right now.
Rex, are you willing to acknowledge that?
Costello and then we'll do Bach.
Are you willing to acknowledge that playing Mark when you did Saturday night behind that line was a mistake?
No, I've addressed that already. You guys know exactly how I feel about that. Do I regret that he got injured? Of course. But, no, I'm not going to say anything more about it because I think I've covered it already.
Have Woody Johnson or John Idzik spoken to you about that decision and about the press conference afterward? And if so, did they express any concern?
No, absolutely not.
All right.